Okay. We have three items on admin consent. I move they be approved.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay, I see one discussion matter listed for Northern States Power Company, Advanced Prudence, and that is for the Dakota Range 3 application. That's case number PU-18-430. Jerry? And identify yourself, Jerry.
Hi, Jerry Lynn with Public Utilities Division. And we had a work session on this case, and I left with, I think, a request for an order both accepting and not accepting the conditions that staff was proposing on granting the ADP. And so I distributed those. And so I guess at this point I just wanted to see if there's any questions or next steps. It's Brian's portfolio. So,
from my perspective, Jerry, it's been on my list of things to get through for a couple days now, and I haven't read both of those yet. So, but I'm thinking we might need another work session to button that all up. But I'd be supportive of that if that's the direction you go, Brian.
Yeah, I think we should have a work session because we have an either-or based on two scenarios. We just want to make sure that they're still the right two scenarios.
Okay.
So maybe move that to scheduling?
Yes.
Thank you. We'll schedule something, Jerry. Yeah.
I have a couple items to add to discussion. I'm sorry.
Sure.
The first one is, it's kind of a scheduling and that's on, but it's also somewhat discussion. On November 5th and 6th, I am going to be going to that mid-grid effort that is taking place with the Midwest Governors Associations, and they're doing a joint meeting with MISO, with OMS, and on cost allocation in St. Louis. And I am going to attend that meeting on the 5th and the 6th. We do have a commission meeting on the 6th. And an informal that afternoon. My flight doesn't leave from St. Louis until 3:30, so my plan is to just participate by phone.
On the informal?
On the commission meeting. I mean, it's going to cause me to have to leave that meeting, but I know that we've had some advice of late that we can't change our meetings, so I think this is the alternative, is just do them from phone when you've got a conflict.
I believe we can move the meeting, but Steve, correct me if I'm wrong, because this was a clarification I was looking for. To me, it seems it's frustrating that it then becomes a special meeting when we're just adjusting, and yet we have to schedule out a year in advance.
Yes.
Which I understand, but not to have the flexibility to move
you can
by
move
a day
the meeting
if needed.
If you do, what it does is it then is no longer a regularly scheduled meeting, which means the agenda becomes inflexible.
Right, right.
And that's fine. As long as we abide by those rules, we're fine.
Well, I'm just thinking if you are, I mean, that's a meeting where you want to attend all of it without being pulled out for something if we can prevent it.
Yeah.
So do we want to move that commission meeting to November 7th? I don't know what others, your schedules look like on the 7th.
I was getting my calendar opened up.
Mm-hmm.
Was the issue the informal or the whole
thing? It's the whole thing. The meeting goes that Tuesday afternoon and Wednesday morning. So, well, actually Wednesday till 2:30. So my flight comes back, I leave at 3:30 from St. Louis on the 6th. So the conflict is both, but I guess I'd be, you know, of the two things, the Mid-Continent Communications Designated Eligible Carrier, informal is of less of a concern to me. I think we could leave that and just schedule the commission meeting the next day.
Here's one question, Steve. You may or may not have the answer, or whomever.
I have backup.
Jack. We have backup. We don't have an agenda for that meeting today, so if it becomes inflexible and we move it today, there's no meeting. Because we don't have anything listed, is that?
No. What it does is when we put the agenda out.
Okay.
When you get to the meeting, you
once
no
it's posted.
Okay. Once you get to the meeting, you no longer have flexibility to modify it.
Oh, okay.
Like today, I wouldn't be able to add these things to the agenda.
Right.
On the fly,
correct.
Like I am
correct.
Right now.
Is that for both regular
yes.
and admin
yes.
portions of the meeting? Well, that works for me if it works for both of you to shift to Thursday.
Imagine staff worked with Midco on the timing of this meeting and of that. What, do we have an informal? Or
I thought
it's
we were just
informal.
Talking about the commission meeting, not the informal.
Yeah, let's leave the informal.
Okay. Because I'm guessing that they'd be fine with moving that too, but. But I would only be guessing.
Yeah. I'm comfortable that I can catch up on that one. It's an informal. There's not any voting that's occurring in that.
We won't be making a decision.
Yeah. So I can catch up on that. But the commission meeting, if you guys would be open to moving it to the 7th at 10, that would be great.
I'm open. I am open to that.
We'll move it to the 7th.
You're good, Mandy?
Commissioner Christian.
Yep.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. The second issue is I thought it would be just worthwhile to just talk briefly. We did meet with the AG on a number of staff members and myself earlier this week about the Dakota Access, just to make sure we're all on the same page in terms of how that meeting's going to be structured, et cetera. And I know you probably heard from staff, but if you wanted to follow up at all or visit about it, I thought this would be a time where we could do that regarding the November 13th hearing. And if not, nobody.
All right, we'll have one more opportunity to discuss as well on the 22nd.
And the 7th, but.
Oh, and the 7th, right.
Yeah.
I don't have anything right now.
Okay.
In terms of,
I don't either.
Okay, very good. That's it for me then.
Okay. Would you like me to ask Mid-Continent if they want to move the informal?
Or? I think just leave it. But.
Okay. They did agree to that date, but it was just the next available. So
it's fine to, I think you guys can go ahead with it and I'll catch up.
Okay.
And maybe there's a chance that I can call in too. It just depends on how that agenda is that afternoon. Sometimes things trail off in the afternoons and I could step out.
Okay. A thought, maybe going back to the Dakota Access hearing.
Mm-hmm.
Is there wisdom in us and our staff potentially trying to keep that Friday the 15th available for ourselves in case there's some follow-up or anything that we need to do?
For 3 days, you think?
In case there's something that we need to do, I guess I still would have it available on my calendar. And
yeah, I guess I don't object to that. I really can't imagine it's going to take that long. But I mean, we did talk about one of the items that Attorney General Stengem recommended was, and the ALJ agreed to do, was have sort of a framework for here's the issues that we're going to be basing this decision on, and here's what we're going to be talking about, and kind of providing that to all attendees to, in an attempt to try to keep the conversation focused on the things that this hearing is about. So I think that there's going to be an effort by the judge to not let this just expand into, you know, a never-ending list of issues that don't relate to the facts of the case that we base our decision on, which should help keep the time frame more
Jack
narrow.
Has something to add?
Sure. I guess one of the concerns that maybe you would like to take into consideration is if we do get a late intervener that's granted, a status as a party in this case as well, that could extend the hearing beyond a substantial amount of time, because if each party takes half a day or more, that may then extend it into a three-day hearing. And I think that was kind of the concern. And at this point in time, we have no indication that that's going to occur. But we were, for your consideration, if you are looking to leave an extra day open.
I guess I'm okay blocking off on the calendar. I'm not okay advertising this as a three-day hearing. I can't think of the last time we had a three-day hearing. This is not that complicated of a project, and I don't want it to, you know, be presented as if there's an endless list of things that we're considering here, because that's not the case.
Okay. I think defining what this is about and what will be considered, that's critical, because then I think parties, other interested, you know, if there are interested parties out there, and then they see that framework and they understand that what they may want to bring forward isn't applicable to the case in terms of what we're legally obligated to consider. We'll see when we get to that point. But so right now, just we've got the 14th blocked out, correct? And are we also talking about the 15th, or just keeping the 14th blocked out?
We're also talking about holding the 15th open just in case.
I think
it's not scheduled.
Formally
about
on
us.
Our calendars. Yeah.
Not,
yep.
You're not talking.
Not scheduling it.
No.
But,
right.
Yep. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I'm consider them blocked out on my end at this point. So.
Okay.
All right. Are there any other scheduling?
We have
not
scheduled a work session if we want to
do
that.
The work session for the NSP ADP.
Dakota Range 3.
Jared, do you have some thoughts? Do we need...
I'm good any time with it, I think.
Are you the attorney?
I believe it's Zach.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah,
I suppose we better check with Zach.
Yeah.
How about if you just give me a couple dates and I'll ask Zach about them?
All right.
In terms of lead time, what do you think Zach would appreciate in terms of lead time as well as staff?
I don't know that we need much lead time.
So any time a week from now and beyond?
Whatever you're thinking.
So looking at dates.
How about October 16th?
I'm gone that week. So that's...
And I
would suggest that you want to do it sooner versus later, maybe the 10th or 11th.
And 11th work for me. You're gone in the following
week. Yeah.
Week in its entirety.
Okay. Yep.
Randy, 10th and 11th of October. How does that look for you?
The 11th, not so good. The 10th could work, or I was just going to throw out.
We do have everyone convened on the 22nd, at least through the informal with MDU. So I don't know if we wanted to look at, say, 3:30 on the 22nd.
Or 2:30. Or 3, maybe?
3, yeah, actually.
And that would work for me, too.
Yeah, because that informal is, that's not going to, should not take that long at all.
Why don't we throw both those dates out so Zach has some options?
So the 22nd at 3? Okay. Yeah.
And then 10th at, 10? Does that work, Randy?
I'm open all day on the 10th.
Can we move that to afternoon?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, sure.
And we also have a board of directors meeting at 1.
OMS, yeah, OMS. 2 o'clock.
Yeah, that would work for me.
2 p.m.?
At 2.
So let's try those two, and one of those works for Zach. And
so I had 2 p.m. on the 10th. And
or later.
Later. Right. And the 22nd at 2:30, 3 o'clock.
3 o'clock.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you.
Let's throw one more thing out to give another option. Would the morning then on the 23rd work? I happen, for some reason, to have the morning open.
And then I am off to an OMS annual meeting that day.
Well, we're giving them 2, so that's pretty good.
You guys will have lots of free time in the next month and a half because I'm gone a lot.
It's going to be so quiet around here.
Free time.
I don't feel like we got anything, Brian, for switching that meeting from the 6th and 7th to the 7th, though.
Maybe I'll bring you a treat.
All right. Are there any other scheduling matters or anything else that we have to go through, discuss? Okay. Then this meeting is adjourned.